Letter number 12. To Mrs. Antonetta Severani, widow from Faenza, Fiat. My good daughter in the divine volition, thank you for interesting yourself in promoting the book of the Queen of Heaven and that of the Passion. This is nothing less than calling back the Celestial Mama and the King of Sorrows into the midst of creatures, so that we may learn to live more from heaven than from the earth. This would be the greatest fortune for us, so as to be able to live from the divine will. So it seems that Jesus and his mama never stop repeating, thank you, my daughter. As a reward, we will form our heaven in your soul. We will be always with you. Your life and ours will become one. Therefore, what I recommend to you is to correspond to such a great good. Be attentive to listening to sweet Jesus, who speaks in your heart. He wants to make of you a saint, but wants your will in his hands in order to make of it a prodigy of sanctity. Three things I recommend to you: firmness in good, perennial peace, filial trust. Trust will make you live like a little baby in the arms of her mama, and Jesus and the Celestial Mama will take care of all the things you need. They will tell you with facts. Think about living from our will, and we will take care of everything, even the salvation of your brothers. Aren't you happy? You ask me whether your friends can write me. My daughter, it is hard for me to answer. It is better if they pay attention in reading the book of the Blessed Mother. Oh, how many things will the great lady tell them of what they would like to hear from me? And then there is the book of the Passion, in which Jesus speaks heart to heart. In this fifth edition, which I am sending you, you will find new things and double the treaty on the divine will. Read it and you will be able to tell me the great good it does to you. I recommend that all of you pray to the Lord that all may recognize such a great good, and the face of the earth will be changed. On my part, I would like to give my life so that all may know the divine will. I commend myself to your prayers and to those of your good friends, and leaving you in the place of honor of the divine will, sending you its kiss of light and love, I say, the little daughter of the divine will. Amen, fiat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, as I always say, Luisa is a wonderful teacher. A wonderful teacher that right here it tells us that we have to learn to live more from heaven than from earth. This is what living in the divine will means. Now the Greeks, they use the terms Chronos to refer to time here. So we are basically living in Chronos, in time, in space. But we are called to live in Kairos, which is eternity. So this is what Luisa Picarreta is saying, to live, to learn to live the life from heaven, which is Kairos, and not the life of earth, which is Chronos. And the petition of the Our Fathers, may his will be done on earth, but in each one of us, not in the space, but in our soul, in this earth that we are, dust that we are. And then Luisa says, I recommend to you, what I recommend to you is to correspond to such a good. To correspond is exactly what the Lord is telling to Luisa Bigarreta in the passages of Adam that we read. It says that by recalling, recognizing, and loving, we correspond in that way. I think that order, we should almost memorize that order. Recalling, recognizing, and loving. You know, it's almost like a little song for children. Recalling, recognizing, and loving. It's a wonderful way to teach the children. What Jesus wants, according to Luisa, and is of course, Luisa has the mind of the church. He says, he wants to make of you a saint. Isn't that the call, that the universal call of holiness, everybody to become holy? Isn't that what the church tells us, that everybody is called to become a saint, the universal call to holiness, each one in our own vocation? Then she gives kind of like a three steps to do, to follow in the spiritual life. You see, the saints, the great masters of spirituality, they always give kind of like a little rule. The one that comes to mind right away is in Ignatius of Loyola, the way to discern, and his five steps. How to make a decision. And you see all different masters of spirituality, they have their own little rule. Luisa Bigarreta here, she'd give us three simple things, rules. Firmness in good, perennial peace, and filial trust. He says, trust will make you live like a little baby in the arms of her mama. And Jesus and the celestial mama will take care of all the things you need. This is what Saint Teresa of Lisieux always wanted. In her letters, she asked our Lord Jesus to take her. She wants, in one of her letters, she says, I want to be a little toy for you, Jesus, to play with. So she just wanted to give herself to Jesus. You see how Luisa Bigarreta, she has all this formation and is able to put it up there, to give it in a simple form. And she recommends the Hours of the Passion, the Book of the Blessed Mothers. Then this prayer, which is beautiful at the end. It says, I recommend that all of you pray to the Lord that all may recognize such a great good, talking about the divine will, and the face of the earth will be changed. In the Book of the Blessed Mother, in the lessons, the last lessons of the Blessed Mother, she explains that it was through her that the Holy Spirit was given to the apostles. And the Holy Spirit filling the apostles, they were equipped to go and proclaim Jesus, the good news. The Blessed Mother tells in that lesson that by receiving the Holy Spirit, basically they receive the will of God in them. these may cause some people to disagree or not to really believe it, because as we know, Luisa Picarreta is the first one that came to the possession of this gift with the full knowledge. That's the difference. That Luisa Picarreta is the first one that had the full knowledge of what it entails and what it means to possess this gift and to have it operating in them. But the apostles, by receiving the Holy Spirit, remembering God, there is only one will. But they didn't receive the knowledge of what it means to have the divine will operating in them, because that was not their mission. It will not do basically any good for them to know it, because in order for people to understand the divine will, we need to understand first Jesus. If we do not understand Jesus, it will be very difficult to understand how the divine will operates. So it was not their mission. It will not do to them basically any good, because in order for us to understand this gift, we need to understand who Jesus is. So at that time, Jesus, the message, the mission of the apostles was to make Jesus known. Now we know who Jesus is through the church and all of that. Now we have to pray so that people will come and embrace this gift. This is the answer of the prayer we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and renew the face of the earth. Luisa Picarreta is saying, I recommend that all of you pray to the Lord that all may recognize such a great good, the divine will, and the face of the earth will be changed. The Holy Spirit, the answer to that prayer is these writings. The Holy Spirit will renew the face of the earth through this. And by doing our acts, everybody will receive. Everybody will be able to receive. In the words of Luisa Picarreta, it says, and we will take care of everything, even the salvation of your brothers. This takes care of everything. Then Luisa Picarreta says, on my part, I would like to give my life so that all may know the divine will. That's the mission of Luisa. I commend myself to your prayers and to those of your good friends, leaving you in the place of honor of the divine will. So for all of us, this should be our prayer too, that all may come to know this gift, to embrace it. And as I said before, it's by doing our rounds, by recognizing, by recalling, recognizing, and loving, we are already hastening the coming of that divine will in our time. That's how we make sure that everybody is being taken care of in the spiritual way. So of course it takes faith to believe it, because we don't see it. We don't see all these things that are happening in our soul. At time we will experience little consolations, but remember, even Luisa Picarreta, she experienced the absence, that spiritual dryness. And in those moments when we experience that and when we don't feel anything, those are great moments of grace, because the more merit for us if we believe it and we continue to do it. So let's finish with that today, thanking our Lord through the intercession of the Blessed Mother. Let us also ask our Lord that all may come to know this gift and to embrace it. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.